So the first one that we've got here is a defective airbag case. This case came in to us. It was an extremely tragic case. Elderly driver, she was just going down the road. Another driver disregards a stop sign, and there is a glancing type of blow, or she disregards a red light. And so she gets the first impact, and the second impact is where she hits a concrete pillar. Her vehicle hits a concrete pillar. And what that did in this event, and this is a recreation or a part of her accident report, it shows the first impact, the vehicle spins, and then on the left front side, the car impacts with a concrete pillar, which is a very hard impact. Part of what happens in these cases is you're going to have to determine whether the impact is such that the airbag would have deployed. So in this particular case, we see that the lateral forces on the vehicle were such that they should have deployed her side airbag. And when we look at her injuries, as you can see, it's pretty significant damage to the vehicle. Mostly or primarily on the front left side is where the vehicle comes into contact with this concrete pillar. And there were two events, so that complicates things a little bit. And every time there's multiple crashes or multiple events, that causes more problems for the plaintiff's defect theory. This particular case, what we saw was the head injury pattern. So once you have the accident reconstructed, you still need to reconstruct the injury mechanism as to what caused the injury and where exactly the head or whatever body part there is or parts came into contact with inside the vehicle. So here we saw, because of the second collision, there was a movement of the head to the left, and that caused what's called a rightward shift. Really, your brain moves inside your head. A very serious injury, catastrophic injury, and we believe that it would have been prevented by had the side airbag deployed. And this vehicle actually had a side airbag. The issue was that where the impact happened, they did not have a sensor. So this particular manufacturer chose not to put a sensor in that area of the vehicle. The crash severity met all the criteria for deployment, but they simply did not have a sensor, and they call it the no man's land. I don't know why they call it that, but they just chose not to. And case resolved basically on the theory that the airbag system was defective because it did not have a sensor in a foreseeable crash situation. And hopefully, as a result of that, they would start using or at least adding more sensors in these areas. Case study number two was non-deployment of a side curtain airbag. And typical type of crash scenario, somebody runs a red light or disregards the stop sign and crashes into our vehicle. Here again, we've done the reconstruction. This particular case involves a Toyota Camry, and this vehicle comes with a side airbag safety system. It was hit by a Silverado carrying a trailer, and a pretty hard impact. And that's one of the defenses in these cases, that most typically is the impact or the forces involved in the case in the crash are too high. And what we had here was part of the issues, obviously, that we have to, the biomechanics in these cases is very important. So you absolutely need to get biomechanic experts to work with the engineers to reconstruct what happened inside the vehicle. A lot of forensic evidence goes into the forensic exam of the vehicle goes into it, because as you see, we have to prove as the plaintiff, typically we have the burden to prove exactly what forces were inserted inside of the vehicle. And in this particular case, we see that there's damage to the inside of the door, which was from the driver coming into contact with that doorway. We do see that this vehicle also has a side impact airbag. As you see, it's got an airbag system in it. Injury pattern was pretty severe in this case. This particular driver ended up passing away, but we saw injury patterns both to the head and the left side in the rib cage. They had a pneumothorax. Despite getting medical care, unfortunately the driver passed away. We see here in the crash testing, and sometimes particular cases have to be done a crash test, but there's a lot of crash testing data out there. Manufacturers have done crash testing, and so in these type of cases, you have to prove your case through some type of crash testing that has been done in same or similar vehicles with same or similar occupant size and heights. In this particular case, we did not have to do a test. We were able to use a test that already had been done, but what we were able to prove is that the deployment of the side curtain would have prevented the major areas of injury. The head injury would have been prevented, and so would have had the injury to the rib cage that led to the lung collapse and the pneumothorax. A person would have had an injury or multiple injuries, but not to the severity, had this airbag system that was in the car deployed.